Good afternoon. A warm and humid day in progress across interior New York and New England as a cold front and trough of low pressure approach from the west. Out ahead of this system, a southwesterly wind will increase the humidity today as temperatures climb into the mid-80s on average for afternoon highs. Also, well in advance of the front, scattered showers have broken out across parts of the region, so a few scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely even in the early to mid stages of the afternoon, but there's a better chance at more scattered showers and thunderstorms deeper into the afternoon, lasting into the evening, as the front and energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere make a closer approach. Some of the storms later in the day could be on the stronger side, especially in the western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, with heavy downpours and lightning, also perhaps a few damaging wind gusts and a couple of reports of hail will not be out of the question. As the front crosses through the region after dark tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will remain likely, and temperatures will drop back into the muggy upper 60s for overnight lows. Behind this system, an upper-level disturbance will pivot through on Friday, so the weather just a bit unsettled, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered passing showers, primarily over the higher terrain as highs remain in the lower to mid-80s. After this system passes by, we'll dry it out nicely for the upcoming weekend, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s on Saturday, and with high pressure overhead, mostly sunny in the lower 80s on Sunday. From here, we'll see temperatures start to climb into the early part of next week, more sunshine and a bit more humidity on Monday in the mid-80s, then lower 90s with hazy, hot, and humid conditions Tuesday and Wednesday. The National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Barry, which has just been upgraded as of 11 o'clock this morning. Barry is located about 95 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River and moving west at 5 miles per hour. This motion is expected to continue today with a turn toward the west-northwest tonight, followed by a turn toward the northwest tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Barry will be near the central or southeastern coast of Louisiana Friday night or Saturday. Reports from an Air Force Reserve and NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is expected during the next day or two, and Barry could become a hurricane late Friday or Saturday. A storm surge warning and hurricane watch are both in effect for portions of the Louisiana coast. Additional warnings may be required later today or tomorrow. The system is expected to produce total additional rainfall accumulations of 10 to 15 inches near and inland of the central Gulf Coast through early next week, with isolated maximum rainfall amounts of 20 inches. Rainfall of this magnitude has the potential to cause life-threatening flash flooding. Meanwhile, another low-pressure system moving across the Great Lakes will produce thunderstorms with heavy rain from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley and points east. Severe weather is possible with these thunderstorms, and large hail and damaging winds will be the primary hazards. Localized flash flooding will also be possible. Cooler weather is expected behind the cold front with highs in the 70s to lower 80s over the western Great Lakes. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. Boston partly sunny, the risk of a shower or storm in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely and highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1936. And the record low, 48, in 1986 and in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-80s. Muggy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely tonight and lows near 70. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny and humid today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Muggy with showers and storms likely tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-80s. Muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a passing shower, especially across the higher terrain, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s on Saturday. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Sunday. More sunshine back to the mid-80s on Monday. And hazy sun, hot and humid Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs both days in the lower 90s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.